The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now the birth of Jesus. This is not right. Thank you. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophets. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
It was one of those cold and rainy days, the weekend before Christmas, and all over my Facebook feed, I noticed an invitation to attend the Real Housewives of Jerusalem. At First Missionary Baptist Church, Dr. Wanda White had written this gospel version of the Christmas story in Luke. She had taken some creative liberties with the timeline of the characters and blended the gospel story with modern times. The actors were in period dress, and the music, it was rich, deep melodies of African American spirituals, the melodies that stir your heart and touch your soul and remind us of the deep sorrows and the joys of God's people. The first scene began in a local market with a group of women shopping. Among the group was Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Rahab, Ruth. They were gathered buying fresh fruit and the things they needed for their weekly purchases to run their homes. And then there was an explosion of cell phones going off in the market. And this is how the conversation went. "Did you know that Mary was with child?" "Yeah, that Mary, that little goody two-shoes teenager who's betrothed to Joseph. She is with child." "You've got to be kidding. And guess what? She's trying to blame God." And by the way, it gets even better. She's telling people that an angel visited her. Really, who does she think she is? Can you imagine what Joseph's going to do when he hears about this? He's going to cast her out. And if she's lucky, she won't be publicly stoned. And then Sarah quietly stood up. Angels do visit God's people. And the curtain dropped. The next scene, a group of men were sitting at the local brewery enjoying their favorite beer. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And just then, their text messages started coming in from their wives. Before they could read them, in came Joseph, downtrodden with heavy heart. And he shares the story of how Mary had betrayed him. All the social norms of the day were against this behavior. And in order to save his face in this community, he must figure out how to rid himself of Mary. Joseph is sad. He cares for Mary. But she has disgraced Joseph, his family, and there must be some way to put her aside with this unborn child. If he didn't do this, it would cost him his good social standing. Mary had wrecked all of Joseph's plans. The curtain drops again, and we see Joseph sleeping. An angel appears to Joseph, guiding and comforting him. And then the next day, he shares what happened with the group of men at the brewery. Then Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob share their stories about angels. And they knew all about God disrupting plans and how God goes about seeking men, and how following with heart and soul into unknown places, we're changed. Our lives are transformed, and we develop a more intimate relationship with God. So quiet Joseph listens to the prophets and the teachings from the Hebrew text. He listens to the message from God, delivered by an angel. He tosses his plans aside. He throws away social and cultural expectation. He cast aside his own needs. And you see the two, Mary and Joseph, holding hands and walking towards Bethlehem, and the play ends. Joseph goes to be Mary's husband, her protector during her pregnancy and the birth of the child Jesus. Joseph's life is disrupted. And in the disruption, he finds a deep and abiding love of God. Joseph, by all accounts, was a kind and gentle man, faithful to Hebrew teachings, respected among his community. There are no spoken words by Joseph in the Gospels, yet his actions are as an impactful witness to all Christians. Joseph, in the New Testament, follows in the footsteps of Joseph in the Hebrew Bible, listening to God through his dreams and through the messages of angels and following the voice of God. So as we come together to celebrate the fourth Sunday the last Sunday in Advent, let us be still. Let us listen. Let us reflect on how God is touching our heart. During this season of Advent, we've been challenged by the scriptures. In Advent 1, be prepared, the Son of God is coming at an unexpected time. Advent 2, John the Baptist cries, repent and be transformed. The kingdom is near. Advent 3, from the depths of prison, John reflects his doubts as he asks, are you the one who is to come? Or are we to wait for another? And then today, Advent 4, we read about Joseph, his struggles, his doubts. He wants proof about Mary. Who has she been with? He is not about to be embarrassed by this young woman and have his social status lowered. Joseph knew all those stories throughout the Bible about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He knew the words of the prophet and the predictions of the coming of the Messiah. But yet, Joseph, a devout Hebrew man, doubted the word. At first, he wanted to discreetly cast away his betrothed, Mary. Instead, Joseph steps back. He allows his life to be disturbed. He is reckless. He goes to Mary and he lets Mary lead. His decision is countercultural. In seeking Mary, Joseph opens his heart and seeks God. So what might the message be of Joseph? What might Joseph say to us today? What might he say to the church today? Joseph is an example to us of our own fragility, our own doubts, our own struggle between what is of God and what is of this world. Joseph is a witness of journey and being transformed. He shows that the process of following can be very messy. And in letting go of our own control and plans is really hard. Yet, if we do that, we are filled with amazing grace and peace and joy. And there is a blessed intimacy with God. Joseph is the witness that we are hungry for that relationship with God. As the real housewives of Jerusalem reveal, God works through the most unlikely. And God's plan is in motion regardless of our doubts and of gossip and what society thinks of us. Joseph takes the humble steps of being in a background, allowing Mary to lead. Joseph was a true servant leader. He reconciled with Mary. He was faithful. He changed because he listened to God. Joseph moved in love. Joseph reflected love by being with a woman who was to bear a son that was not his. For us, our love may be a little different. It might be holding the hand of a loved one or a friend as they die. It might be encircling and hugging a person who's grieving. It might be the simple act of sitting quietly and reading to a child. It might be in the busyness of this season, being in a line in a store and laughing with a stranger. When we love, when our hearts are open and vulnerable, that is when the risen Lord comes into this world. Unexpected times. As we leave this Advent season and begin to celebrate Christmas, let us try to be more like Joseph, to set aside our ways, open our hearts, and let us be led by God. Amen.